And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, Arizona's private university since 1949, only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
Tater tots. Tater tots. You know, it's something that I don't ever order, and I don't know why. I love them. In fact, I got a plate full of them in front of me here at Amore Sports Grill, just down the street from the Waste Management Phoenix Open. I don't understand. I don't ever order them, but I love them. And they're great. They took care of me here at Amore's. All right, we got the Grand Canyon University Sports Report. Move on, Kevin. Move on. Get over the tater tots. It's our weekly stop off 33rd Avenue in Camelback, right here in the valley. It's uptown. It's Grand Canyon University blowing up thanks to great Christian campus, online classes, premier academia, and intercollegiate athletic sports, including their women's basketball team, and they are rocking. Thanks to their head coach, Trent May, who joins me now. Trent, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you?
Kevin, I'm great, man. Hey, I love the subject of tater tots.
Do you ever order them?
The only place I ever get them is Sonic. I mean, literally, it's something about Sonic and tater tots. I don't do the fries, onion rings, nothing. It's tater tots at Sonic, man.
You know, and I'm a guy who loves a good tater tot, but I never order them. So I think I'm like, hey, normally, Trent May, normally I ask you, how's your wife, Angie? My great friend, Angie, does such great work for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. But more importantly, how are Angie and the baby doing?
Man, they're doing well. They're doing really well. It's our three-year-old that's keeping us up at night, to be frank. So he is missing mommy's attention, and he knows it and lets it be known. So we're hanging in there, though.
Now, congratulations. You had the baby over the holidays, right in the mid-season. What kind of planning were you doing here? Give it a little breakdown of when you had the baby and what all went into this.
Well, so, you know, in coaching in this time of the year, you know, you don't sleep anyway. So I thought, hey, might as well throw a baby in there and, you know, it'll be fine. So if I'm going to be up, that's a perfect time. And the summer's when I want to sleep, so, right? So
yeah.
It worked that way. He's 4 weeks old now, and Griffin Thomas is his name. And so we have a Grayson who's three and Griffin who's 4 weeks old. And it's a lot of fun. It was a really special last week at our home Thursday game. I just talking to Angie before the game, it just hit me. It was like, oh my goodness, behind me at this game, I have two sons.
Wow.
And it's special. It really is. Your first one, you're really excited. When he's at your first game, it's just a, you know, special little moment. But man, when you go, I have two sons right behind me during this game, that's pretty cool.
Good for you. Congratulations. And I say this, I mean, we'll talk basketball here in a minute, but this is neat, and I love our relationship with Grand Canyon. And, you know, by the way, you know you've got 12 or 13 surrogate mothers ready to help out at any minute with that basketball team, don't you? They're ready. They're all set, aren't they?
Well, you know, 12, 13 may be stretching it, but, I mean, we're close. Okay. We're close.
All right, let's talk about this basketball team. You are rocking over there, and I know you've got a huge game on Saturday, revenge and avenge a loss and all that. But nonetheless, you're playing some great, and we'll ask you about that. But it all begins with my favorite, Sam Murphy. How special has she been, again, in her senior season? Player of the year in the conference and continues to rock and continues to put the bar higher and higher. I didn't think it was possible. It's like, you know, Michael Jordan, what are you doing next? Sam Murphy, similarly. She just keeps putting the bar higher and higher.
Yeah, she does. In fact, here's something that, to be honest, I had not even thought of a few weeks back, but somebody mentioned that possible candidate or candidate, nonetheless, for Division II Player of the Year.
Sure.
And
sure.
When you hear that, I mean, it's just something you think about. That's comparable to a Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, you're the Player of the Year at your level. That is special. That is unique. That is not a once in a, you know, I mean, it is once in a blue moon. It's not something that you go, yep, we have a good player. I think they could be, you know, Player of the Year. That's even the great teams covet, you know, when they have special players like that. And we're fortunate to have, you know, Sam and being in that position and that possible position. But nonetheless, she just still continues to speak volumes just with her relentless pursuit of excellence. And
go ahead. I'm sorry. I can't talk enough. There were some rumors, some speculation that maybe I was two-timing her. She's my girl, and I was Teddy Berry, who I have some love for on the softball team. But and we joke and we kid. But in all seriousness, to explain to people the kind of special talent she is, Division I, Division II, any court, any time, what she does on a basketball court.
That's right. She does it, and you know, just her stats are great. But it, you know, the great thing is I've had the privilege to coach her for 4 years now, and in that process, you can't overlook the competitiveness. You know, John Wooden talked about competitive greatness, and that exemplifies Sam. I mean, she is a great player, but the competitiveness of in the classroom, 3.9 GPA, you know, community service, you know, wants to, you know, continue to work with people, help people, wants to be a great ambassador for Grand Canyon, and then just excels, you know, every chance that she steps on the court, she does. And it's just, it's fun to be around somebody like that. And you know, it's funny. National signing day for college football was yesterday. And, you know, we think about recruiting all the time, and you have to, even in the midst of our great run right now. Is you got to prepare for the future, and it's hard not to get caught up in that. We got to replace Sam. Well, you know, I mean, the UCLA's, the Dukes of the world, basketball or football, they're all, you know, everyone's got to replace their player of the year, or their all conference, or their all American, or Heisman Trophy, and if you get caught up in that, it can kind of weigh you down and kind of depress you a little bit, even though you have, you know, we have great players, you know, in our recruiting docket right now. But at the same time, to realize the specialness of the situation and to really embrace that and just, you know, for who she is as a person, first and foremost.
I want people to remember the name Samantha Murphy. And if you get a chance, go watch her play this Saturday at 3 o'clock. They're 17-2. They won 5 in a row. And it's a unique talent, especially, like you said. I wanted to document. I mean, we have some fun, and we've had a great time. But when you get an opportunity, you don't ask the Cardinals what it's like to replace Kurt Warner. And you get the same kind of thing. Don't let it weigh too heavily on your mind. It'll drive you crazy. Now, she's also that success. We've got Trent May, the women's basketball coach there at the Canyon. Roz Nelson, who is equally feeding off her success as well as the rest of the team. But how special has Roz been for you in going to the next level?
Well, very special, and I appreciate you asking about her. You know, it is that when you look at somebody in Sam's position, others can get overlooked, and I appreciate you bringing that up. And Roz is doing a fantastic job, and at the same time, where it's not just one stress over losing a great player. There's a couple in there with her and Roz, and she just, Roz can fill up a stat sheet faster than anybody, you know. And Sam's, you know, has a very well-rounded game, but, you know, but Roz, just the dimension of her, her speed and athleticism and her length, with her long arms, and she just creates havoc on the defensive end. And she does a lot of things that just aren't measured on a stat sheet. But then you look at her stat sheet and you see 7 rebounds, 7 assists. I believe last week she had 7 assists, 7 steals, and, you know, with double-digit points, and she fills them up, 7 rebounds as well, and so it's amazing the things that, you know, she's usually a double-digit scorer, but, man, when you throw the rebounds and the assists and steals in there and low turnovers, man, I tell you what, that's going to be hard to replace as well.
Wow, great two unbelievable talents, a dynamic duel. 7-7-7. Don't let her go over to Casino Arizona or anything like that with those stat numbers. Now, you've also got, and they're surrounded by some great talent. It's Trent May and the women's basketball team over there. They just dominated. You put the bar up high for the men's program. We give them a lot of love, but championships are what you're all about over there. Who are some of the other players that have gone and are going to continue to have to play at a high level as you head towards a stretch run here in the postseason?
Well, we got a post player, Jaleesa Butler, who does a really good job around the basket, and she's, you know, it's, we just got to get her consistency at a high level, especially in these big games. And so, when she's on, she is on. And I think sometimes when you get cold, it's pretty chilly. But we just got to get her to a consistent level. But we have a freshman that does come off the bench. She could be starting for us this year, but we like the role of her stepping off the bench. And Maylin Smith, Mesquite High School, and she does a fantastic job. Is great court vision and a good sense of the game, and very mature for her, you know, for her being a underclassman. But so we do have a very strong nucleus, and we can play, you know, on a given night 9 to 11 players and feel confident in them and their abilities. And Stevie Camp, another one from Mesa Mountain View, who does she's a junior for us this year, and very physical, very tough minded, and does a lot of things again that aren't going to show on a stat sheet, but gives the other players around her opportunity to do what they're good at as well. And so chemistry's been a very huge asset for us this year, and has paid dividends for our success.
What a surprise. A camp player from Mesa Mountain View who's aggressive and tough and plays hard. You know, they have dinner at any of those camp families, and guess what? That's what they, how they have to sit at their dinners. All right, Coach, you're 17-2. You've got Dixie this Saturday. That's your last loss on your record. You've won five in a row since then. Those have been, you've been really unchallenged in those games. I hate to be that media guy asking dumb questions, but are you concerned at all about that? You haven't been tested in the last five games, knowing you've got Dixie this on this Saturday afternoon. It's going to be a whole different level, whole different atmosphere.
Well, the question, and that is a good, fair question, and I think a lot of people, when they look at the scores and they see your competition, they're like, oh, it wasn't even a tough game. But you can easily, a lot of teams out there at any level, any sport, can play down to the competition. One of the things I'm pleased and proud of our girls these last five games is we've played very good team basketball, regardless if it's on the road or at home or against whomever. We've played well, we've shared the ball well, we've had good team defense, and we won the games that we were supposed to by the scores that you go, hey, they were supposed to, and we did it. You know, we didn't have a bad half, or we didn't just, you know, we're going to win tonight, so let's just, you know, kind of put it on cruise control. So I think with just the intensity in which we played, and again, the sense of urgency that, hey, we're not going to let anybody slip up on us. I mean, we're going to take care of business, and we're going to do it in our fashion. And so I think we've controlled all facets of the games, you know, recently since our last loss. And we watch that film too much lately. It'll, you know, make you nauseous of that game at Dixie. But, We didn't do the things that we were capable of doing, but you also, it was our first conference road game. We had a good first semester, and then you have Christmas break, and that can, you know, a week off, 9 days off, that can change a lot of things. That can change a business who's out 9 days because of bad weather. There's a lot of facets that just didn't seem like it was, that was part of what we had done and what we expect out of our program. And so it was just, you know, we look at that and go, yeah, we pretty much deserve to lose that game, but we didn't do the things we're capable of doing. And so since then we have, and it's been back to business as usual for us, and we expect the same thing on Saturday.
Well, I look forward. Yeah, I was thinking, I wrote it down here. Nine is Trent May, the head coach of the women's basketball team at Grand Canyon, with a huge game on Saturday against Dixie, and this is their last loss. 9 days off at Christmas time for 17, 18, 19-year-old girls. Enough said. Enough said here. I've got, but with Dixie this week and the avenge and revenge factor and all that, how do you, and you've unbeaten at home, how key are all those factors and the fan support, getting the gym rocking over there, and the girls play within themselves? How key are all those elements on Saturday afternoon?
Crucial. Crucial. This isn't a game that can, I still believe, if regardless if we don't come out on the side we would like, I still believe we can still make the national tournament, where that's where you want to be at the end of the season, regardless. No matter what happened during the year, you want that chance at postseason play at the national tournament. We feel like we can get there. This is not a win it all. You know, this is not a do or die, make your season type game. However, there are a lot of implications, but it's just the fact of being able to go and play at home. We haven't lost there this year. We know that this is our last few games in that gym, here at Grand Canyon before we're, you know, fortunate to move into that arena. But we want to take pride, and those things are important. And so, again, putting ourselves in the driver's seat and giving us a, you know, great opportunity for great postseason play, and just, you know, continue to build on what we're doing. And again, you got to practice and plan every day with the end in mind. And this is just another step towards the end.
Yeah, it's great. I love your passion. I love your ability to work with these young women and teach them the right way. It's Saturday, 3:00 at the Grand Canyon Antelope Gym over there. And I know it's like a kid knowing what he's getting for Christmas, looking at that building being built across the street there. But take care of the foundation and my girls over there. I'm going to try to come by on Saturday. I'm up in that part of the valley doing softball, and I know the softball team. It's a big game, and I want to invite all the people out. The games are free, Coach. I don't know whether any other reason. Get out of the cold. You got a Super Bowl prediction for us? Hey, how about if I treat you and Angie to dinner, $250 gift card to Ruth Chris Steakhouse if you get the Super Bowl winner. Oh, you got a score?
Yeah. I do. I got that.
I'd love nothing better than to give it to you guys. And maybe I'll get my wife. I've got five kids. We can babysit your kids. There's no problem. You guys go have a
beautiful, beautiful. I got the Steelers, man. I got them.
Oh,
that's my pick.
What's the score? You got to give me a score.
I got 24-14.
All right. I'll let the boys sort. You're good. Trent, congratulations, Daddy. You done good, and you got a great wife, and you got a great basketball team, and you know I root for you. Keep it rocking over there, okay?
We'll do it. Kevin, thanks for your time and support, man. You do a great job, and we'll see you soon.
All right. That's Trent May. Trent May, Grand Canyon University women's basketball team. And, you know, we give a lot of love to the men's basketball team. Russ Pennell has done a tremendous job over there. That's their flagship. And, in fact, when they move into the arena, they want to be at like Marquette or St. Mary's or Gonzaga. The women are already there, gang. And Samantha Murphy from Xavier High School is a special young talent, and I want to document these stories, and I want you to, I heard about her a few years ago, 3.9 grade point average, shattered every record over there. She's all-time leading scorer, and it refuses to even, rest on that. She's bound and determined to make a run in the NCAA Division II National Championship this year, and we wish them well. It's part of my family. That's my family. I root for those group over there. Hey, the women's softball team, by the way, coming out ranked 14th in the country to open the year, Teddy Berry. And I'm talking about maybe two-timing, Teddy Berry and Sam Murphy. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, we got a preview. Speaking of two-timing, Rocky Minucci. We've got you double-teamed here at Amore's. 101 in Bell Road. Come on, I'm going to try the more tater tots here. How's that?
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. Have some fun. Second down earlier. Football junkie frequency.
The Fan.
Hey,
baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs.